You're listening to SBS News.
These Ukrainian refugees staged a protest outside the NATO summit in Madrid, pushing for the alliance to help free Russian-occupied areas. The protesters held signs up about Ukraine's bravery as the group called for unity in defence of Europe.
We are asking you're seated at the equipment which can save lives. Arm Ukraine! Arm Ukraine! Arm Ukraine! Russia, terrorist state! Russia, terrorist state!
Russia's President Vladimir Putin says Moscow's military intervention in Ukraine is going according to plan and there is no need to set a timeline for the campaign. He also commented on the deployment of NATO troops, adding that Russia would respond.
If NATO troops and infrastructure are deployed, we'll be compelled to respond in kind and create the same threats for the territories from which threats towards us are created. It's obvious. Don't they understand that? Everything was going fine between us, but now there will be tensions. There certainly will. This is obvious and inevitable.
NATO is pledging to reinforce combat-ready and rapid response forces on its eastern flank near to Russia. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the alliance is reacting in opposition to what Russia's President Vladimir Putin expects.
NATO is fundamentally a defensive alliance. These are peaceful countries. They don't believe in aggressive behaviour. And, you know, it's very, very important.
Turkey has agreed to lift its objection to Sweden and Finland joining NATO after the two Nordic nations applied to join as protection in response to the invasion of Ukraine. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg says it's crucial for Ukraine to negotiate an end to the conflict with Russia on its own terms. He says it's the biggest security crisis since World War II.
Wars are unpredictable, but we have to be prepared for the long haul. And that was also the clear message to all of us in the room from President Zelensky, and our answer was, yes, we are prepared.
The Secretary General is assuring that NATO will stand by Ukraine for as long as it takes.
There is a very close link between what they can achieve around the negotiating table and their strength on the battlefield, and therefore our focus now is to support them on the battlefield with many different types of lethal and non-lethal support.
Mykolaiv's regional governor, Vitaly Kim, says Russian shelling has ramped up and civilian buildings are being struck. But Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, had this positive update about a prisoner swap.
And one more optimistic and very important news. 144 Ukrainian soldiers were returned home from Russian captivity, 59 fighters of the National Guard, 30 naval forces, 28 army soldiers, 17 border guards, 9 territorial defense fighters, 1 policeman. The oldest is 65 years old and the youngest is 19. In particular, 95 Azovstal defenders are returning home.
But he insists that the war should not drag on, suggesting Ukraine needs to break Russia's artillery advantage. President Zelensky estimates $5 billion a month is required for defence and protection. And he had this message for the NATO summit.
I can say what we need. We need security guarantees, and you need to find a place for Ukraine in the common security space. Either urgent help to Ukraine that is enough to win, or face a delayed war between Russia and yourself.
Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.